Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final week here of Coaches Shows on 92.1 at KMZA here with Axel's head coach, Eric Detweiler. These Axel Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Burn Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Again, it is the final week here of Coaches Shows, and it is the first week of playoff action. Again, thank you, everybody, for cruising on with us through this journey of Coaches Shows. It's been a great one. Again, here with head coach, Eric Detweiler of the Axel Eagles, again, finishing the regular season 7-1, looking to host their first playoff game here this week against Beloit St. John's Tipton today on Thursday. So again, here with head coach Eric Dudley. Before we get to that matchup, let's quickly talk about the bounce back game last Friday against the Frankfort Wildcats. Again, a big win there for the Axel Eagle team, winning 60-14 over Frankfort, bouncing back after having that 58 game winning streak come to an end against Hanover the week prior. Coach, what can you tell me about the win last Friday?
Yeah, I was excited about the way our kids bounced back and played with excitement and energy. The first quarter we played exceptionally well, and I think in the second we kind of got in a little bit of a lull, honestly, and then after halftime we come out in the third quarter and played phenomenal. So we kind of talked at halftime that we can't let our guard down, can't lose our excitement and energy that we need to play with every play of the game. And I thought the third quarter our kids played out exceptionally well and finally got the final touchdown to kind of end the game. So yeah, I was proud of the way our kids come out and played and bounced back.
Yeah, you mentioned there the 22 points coming from the third quarter. Wyatt Detweiler, he had a tremendous game with 120 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns, also in the air, 72 yards passing, a perfect passing completion percentage of 100%, going 6-for-6, also with a passing touchdown. I mean, what can you say there about your offense and, of course, Wyatt Detweiler and what he's done, not just last Friday, but this entire season? I mean, it's his first year quarterbacking this team, leading it the way here as a junior. And again, he's done a phenomenal job here leading it to a 7-1 year to end it. So what can you say about him last Friday, but also on the year overall?
Yeah, he continues to get better every week. He's learning and reading, and sometimes when you kind of get moved into that quarterback position, there's a lot to learn and there's a lot kind of thrown at you all at once, quarterbacks are always kind of the leader of the team, or at least the offense, and he's done a great job of, trying to get everybody in the right spot at the right time, and just like I said, getting better every week.
Yeah, we talked about Wyatt Detweiler, what he's been able to do this year. What about the team kind of as a whole collective unit, what they've been able to do to improve? Again, you graduated an incredible senior class last year with Schmesley and Brockstrom, and you returned a lot of high talent this year, your son Detweiler being one of them, a lot of other great guys there on that team. But what is this unit kind of meant here this year, and kind of what have you seen them improve on?
Yeah, we're getting better every week. We graduated 6 seniors, and we got a lot of new guys and new spots, and honestly, they're still learning. Even after the Frankfort game last week, we were kind of out of assignment a player or two, and they're still learning and getting better every week. So, we're getting better as a team, as a collective unit. Our kids are eager, wanting to learn and understand what they're doing wrong, and sometimes it's just instinct to do what they're doing, to try to stay back and stay assignment sound, and it's tough, and they're getting better at that every week. But as a team, we're getting better, and just playing well.
Here with head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axel Eagles, our final week here of Coaches Shows. This week, the Axel Eagles take on their first postseason opponent in Week 9. They will take host to the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. We'll talk about it more in segment number 2 coming after this. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to segment number 2 here on 92.1 at KMZA, our Axel Eagles locker room chat here with head coach Eric Detweiler, our last locker room chat here of the season. It's the first game of postseason play, and kickoff is on the way shortly here for the Axel Eagles as tonight they take on Beloit St. John's Tipton's the Blue Jays. But Axel locker room chat here brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Burn Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. So as I mentioned, tonight's matchup here starting at 6 o'clock will be against Beloit, the St. John Tipton's Blue Jays head coach Eric Detweiler. What can you tell me about this team tonight?
Yeah, obviously they're 4-4 on the year, and they got a quarterback that can scramble around and throw the ball. They're half run, half pass, and we just kind of need to stay balanced all the way around. They're going to keep us on our toes to try to get ahead of us here tonight.
Yeah, what's it going to take there for your offense to continue to be explosive? We mentioned it in segment number 1 there, kind of being a lull there in that second quarter before exploding with 22 points on Frankfort in quarter number 3. What's it going to take here for your offense to get out there and get going early?
First of all, you know, we need to block a little better. You know, every week we kind of work on that and maintaining our blocks. A lot of times we, you know, get our block, but then we don't, you know, we block them for a second or two where we need to kind of get that extra second in there and you know, so we can kind of get around there. But I think our blocking needs to get better. And I think, you know, second of all, we just need to play with the excitement and energy that we did kind of in the third quarter against Frankfurt. We always talk about our kids not taking any plays off and playing with energy and attitude. And you know, we need to sit there with our hair on fire and, you know, right get-go.
Yeah, you mentioned energy and excitement. Again, this is the first game here of postseason play. You look ahead, maybe a chance to play Royal Vista, Frankfurt, and then even maybe a rematch there against Hanover High School. Again, you can't look too ahead. You got to take it one week at a time here in the postseason. But really, how massive here is this first postseason game to kind of, you know, come out and make a statement?
Yeah, you know, I think we need, like I said, we need to come out and just take care of business this week and then worry about, you know, then whoever we play next week and you know, just play with excitement and you know, kind of stick to the game plan and you know, just control what we control and, you know, take care of this business. It's a home game for us, so use the excitement of hopefully the home crowd and you know, just move forward that way.
Well, Coach, it has been an incredible year of coaches' shows. Again, it's been great talking to you every week, whether you're doing some work on the field, maintaining a vehicle, or even finishing up a Salisbury steak. It's been awesome here to talk to you week to week. And then, of course, here, I know that the chance or the look forward here is to earn the fifth straight consecutive title in Axtell program history here. Five straight, looking for the five-peat. Coach, best of luck on it. Not only that, but good luck here tonight against the Beloit St. John's Tipsons. Again, thank you for joining us every week. Again, head coach Eric Dowler, thank you.
Yeah, anytime. Always look forward to it. And right, you never know where I'm going to be. So it kind of makes it more exciting that way.
All right, again, that was head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axtell Eagles. Again, a last thank you to all of our sponsors who may have made this coaches' shows possible throughout the entire season: Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and BND Buildings. Thank you, everybody, to tuning in to these coaches' shows. Again, the Axtell Eagles start their postseason journey for the 5-peat here tonight against the Beloit St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here at home starting at 6 o'clock here on Thursday night.